Good morning, everyone. We've got a full house this morning from the Marshall County High School Leadership Class. We've got Jenna Henderson. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Now, who have you brought with you?
Evie Powell, Raleigh Teague, and Addie Darty.
All right. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Jenna, tell us about this leadership program that you guys did a couple of weeks ago.
Well, this is our third annual leadership forum. It was Kentucky Derby themed this year, and the girls just loved it. It was so pretty. They were catered by Olive Garden, which was very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was a lot of fun. A lot of team-building activities went into it, and it was just great.
All right. Now, Riley, how long have you been in the leadership class, and is this your first leadership conference?
I've been in the leadership class for 2 years now. I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're a sophomore?
Yes.
Wow.
And this is the third time I attended the leadership forum.
Right. And Addie, what about you?
This is actually my first time being in the leadership class, but it was a really fun experience, and I'm really glad I got to be a part of it.
Good. And mm-hmm. Evie?
This is my third year in the class, but it's actually only my first time getting to help organize the forum. So.
All right. Well, Jenna, tell us about the forum and how you guys came about doing this.
Well, we've done it the past 3 years, and this is the first year that I've attended or, like, planned it.
Wow.
So it was kind of a overwhelming, like, overtaking, like, feeling when I had to, like, do it. But we had lots of committees, and, like, we all worked together to make it the best for the girls.
Right. And Evie, how many ladies does it take to put this on?
I would say we probably had 15 to 20 girls in a class, probably closer to 15. But we had a bunch of different committees that everyone was in, so we had 2 to 3 people per committee, and everyone had different responsibilities. We had a lot of community members that pitched in and helped us get what we needed as far as money and, like, organization for decorations and stuff like that. So it takes an army to get something like this done, but it was a great turnout.
Right. And Riley, which one of the committees were you on?
I was a part of the catering committee along with Addie, mm-hmm. And we got Olive Garden there. And Miss Toddy, our teacher at the leadership class, told us that the boys were so excited that they catered chicken tenders at their forum. But whenever they heard that we catered Olive Garden, they were just so jealous and went on and on about it.
Yeah, Addie, talk about it. I mean, the guys do this too. So
yeah.
is it kind of a competition now?
Yeah, it kind of is. And last semester they organized the boys one, but some of the girls were in charge of it too.
No, there you
and
go.
And so we have a lot of fun doing those. And yeah, this semester was the girls one, so all of us just helped plan it and.
Right.
No boys planned it.
No, no, well, boys, you can tell. I mean, if Olive Garden
right
in there. So, Jenna, tell us about the forum. It's for girls between the ages of what?
Fourth grade through 12th grade. And it's for all the GT kids in those grades, for all the girls and the kids in the leadership class for the high school. Yeah.
And you guys who's done this for 3 years. I mean, so you were part of the inaugural, I can't say the word. You were part of the first one.
Yeah. The first year we had somebody come and propose the idea, and our leadership class kind of came together, and we had to have a lot of help that first year when we came to organizing it, a lot of outside help from adults and teachers because we hadn't never done anything like this before. And so... but since that first year that we had it, we've been able to, like you heard, like the mail conference that we were able to have, we've been able to go out and do stuff like that, as well as host our other two female leadership forums. And so it's been a great opportunity and a great idea that was presented to us 3 years ago.
Yeah, and Riley, what are some of the topics that you all discussed at this forum?
We really just focused on, like, building character along with, like, communication skills, collaboration skills, and just, like, critical thinking and creative thinking. We really established that in our activities that we did. We did a lot of games that would just build those.
Addie, do you wish that when you were in fourth or fifth or sixth grade that this was something that could have been part of your life?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, like, in our groups, we had, like, older people and younger people, so it would have been nice to kind of have, like, an influence and, like, someone to look up to and build leadership skills with and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been in it 3 years. Do you find that some of the girls that you worked with 2 years ago, you're still kind of close with?
Yeah. Whenever we were planning the seating chart for this year, we had to make sure that we put everyone, like we tried to put the fifth graders with the sixth graders, so in their transition to middle school, they had a better transition. But, like, for me, in the past couple years, I've had the same girls at my table, or at least a couple of them have been the same girls at my table every year. And so that's been really neat to see them grow up and get to see them grow as women. And it's just, it's a great forum and experience for these girls to be able to have a mentor and to be able to grow with the forum.
Yeah, Jenna, do you see their self-confidence rising?
Oh, definitely. There was one girl that she was a little self-conscious whenever she got there and was real quiet. And now every time she sees me anywhere, she's always talking to me and making conversation. And it's just really nice to, like, know that I made an impact on her life because of
Absolutely.
The forum and the opportunity.
How does one become part of the Gifted and Talented program? I mean, is there testing, or how is that done, Riley?
I'm pretty sure that the teachers kind of pick them, and also, like, if you specialize in math, they can, like, see that based on your schoolwork, and also, like, if you're specialized in leadership, which is what I'm in, they, like, just notice that you have leadership skills, so they'll put you in it, but it's selected by the teachers.
Okay. And Jenna, how do you have adult volunteers, I assume, that help with this?
Oh, definitely. Miss Toddy and Miss Katie were, like, so much help during this. They were our two primary, like, go-to people. We had a lot of trouble getting a guest speaker this year, and so Miss Katie really stepped in and helped us get the ball rolling with the guest speaker. And
yeah, and who was your guest speaker?
Michelle Bundren, which is the CEO of the Murray Cowart Chamber of Commerce.
That's pretty impressive.
And she was really great.
Now, what did she speak to you guys about?
She spoke on learning from your failures and how to keep pushing through even if you get knocked down. And it was just a really, like, inspirational, like, where she had really low self-confidence. And then she's gone into this position where she's, like, has to talk in front of lots of people all the time. So it just shows that just because you might be, like, shy or low confidence doesn't mean you can't do things like that in the future.
Right. And how long is the forum, Evie? Did it last? I mean, did y'all get there, like, at 10 or?
Yeah, so a few of the people that were working on decorating got there really early in the morning, so they were there probably between 7 and 7:30 in the morning getting ready for it. And then the leadership girls that helped organize it, we got there at 8, and the forum actually kicked off at 9, and then they were there all day until around 2, and we sent them back to their schools. And so it's an all-day event.
And Riley, I saw the WPSD news coverage, and your girls, I mean, they don't go cash.
Oh, no. Well, our theme was Kentucky Derby, so.
That's why. Okay.
Well, we normally always wear dresses to this event anyways, but we just wanted to tie in Kentucky Derby with that, too. And so while we were there, we also made, like, hats made out of tulle to also go along with that theme. So, yeah, we definitely dressed very nicely for that event.
Yeah, y'all looked really fancy, so I love you. So, Addie, what was your favorite part about the forum?
My favorite part, besides Olive Garden, was definitely the guest speaker. I loved listening to that. And all the girls were so good. They paid such good attention. And Michelle Bundren did so good. And I think they got a lot from it. So.
All right. Now, Jenna, do you want anything else? I mean, I'm asking the questions, but what have I left out?
Well, we want to thank our sponsors, which was FNB, Rotary Club, CFSB, and the Jeter Group, iKids, and Kids Care, because we couldn't have done what we did without their support and their help with that. So I just want to thank them as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Also, all of the leadership girls that went into this, we need to thank all of them because, like we said earlier, it took a lot of us and not just us, but all of the girls that put the effort into this, and even all the girls that attended, we thank them for being able to take a leap of faith and trust us that this forum was going to be good, and just thank everyone who was involved in attending the forum and organizing the forum.
Now, Riley, have y'all already started planning for next year?
Well, we had a discussion the other day in class on ways we can improve it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're pretty much starting now, and we're just getting new ideas on what we can do next year and how we can make it better.
And, Addie, you're not sharing any of these ideas with the boys?
Oh, no. We're saving all the good ideas for the girls.
All right, well, I'll let you guys kind of tell everyone a little bit about yourself. And Jenna, you go first. Jenna Henderson.
Okay, well, I'm a junior at the high school, and I play basketball. And this is my first year in leadership class. I'm not a gifted student, but I am a leadership student. So that's how I was involved in all of this.
Okay, so. Evie?
I'm Evie Powell. I'm a senior at Marshall County High School. I've been in the leadership class for 3 years, like I mentioned earlier. I'm involved in a bunch of different extracurriculars at the high school, but leadership class has definitely given me the opportunities to do those other extracurriculars.
So. All right, and Riley?
I'm Riley Teague, and I'm a sophomore at Marshall County High School. I'm on the soccer team and the basketball team, and I'm a part of student council.
All right, and Addie?
Yeah, I'm Addie Doherty, and I'm a sophomore at Marshall County High School, and I do cheerleading, and I've really loved being in this class, and it's taught me a lot how to be a servant leader and community service and just working in the community and not just being a leader without being a servant.
Right. And Jenna, what are your future plans after high school? Do you know what you want to career path you're going to take?
Oh, not really yet, okay. But I'm kind of leaning towards business because you can do just about anything in that.
Absolutely.
I'm just looking for something that I can sit down and I can do and make money. So that's my goal when I get out of high school. It's just get through college and get a job and settle down.
And you've already got plans, Abby, yeah. I assume.
Currently, I'm planning on going to the UK Paducah and going for chemical engineering.
All right. Riley, you've got a few years to think
yeah.
about this.
But I've been really looking at WKU, and I want to be a nurse. So.
Oh, okay. Addie?
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what I want to do yet, but I'm thinking about going to Murray State and just go through college, probably get a business degree and do something along those lines.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies, for joining us. You all are very, very confident leaders, and we applaud you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this has been Coffee Call on WCBO, and we'll send it back to you, Greg.